Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second, the second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third, the first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth, the catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Rip Rapolsky. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second, the center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third, the right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth, the catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rapolsky. Keen reaches second base with a double. Temple moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bell trying to get to third. Tasby throws the ball into Malzone, who tags Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foyles fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene who is chasing the ball. Geiger reaches third base with a triple. Runnels scores. Nixon goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapulski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tasby moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Gary Bell. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple strikes out. There goes Tanner. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tanner moves to third. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 0 for 2 in the game. Rapolski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to second. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Brewer moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Barry Lattman now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lattman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Rapolsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Button takes first base on ball 4. Rapolsky moves to second. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona is hit by the pitch. Keene moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power bunts towards the mound. Forknealy's juggles the ball. That's an error on Forknealy's. Keene moves to third. Francona moves to second. Bob Hale pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. John Romano pinch hits for Woody Held. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona moves to third. Power moves to second. Ken Aspromonte pinch hits for Barry Latman. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Locke now pitching. John Romano now catching. George Strickland now playing shortstop. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Lou Clinton now playing right field. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.